Master of the First by Gav Thorpe. Performed by Gareth Armstrong, Tim Bentinck, Jane Collingwood, and Jonathan Keeble. Directed by Samuel Gunn. Produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Library. The commands of the drill sergeants drifted through the open window, harsh alongside the bucolic hiss of the wind and the buzz of insects that drifted through the hot summer air. The clump of boots was almost perfectly in time, almost but not quite, and this became a cause for more shouting from the sergeants. If he closed his eyes, Astolan could almost believe that he was back on the plains where he had been born. He had to close his eyes to ignore the towering fortifications of Alderuk that surrounded him and the comm panels and data displays of the guard post command chamber. The door slid open with a rumble of well-oiled gears, revealing Captain Melian, one of Astolan's company commanders. The captain bowed his head in greeting.
Chapter Master, you wanted to see me.
Former Chapter Master, Captain. My rank is still held in abeyance. My summons was in reply to your request that we might have a conversation in private.
Astolan waved a hand at the unthinking dials and screens and automated systems of the guard chamber.
There is nobody here to observe us.
I'm not sure how to express myself on the matter I wish to discuss. I have reservations.
Doubts?
Yes, doubts, Chapter Master. Regarding the Calibanites.
There are no Tedans and Calibanites anymore, Melian. We are all Dark Angels.
Melian did not have a chance to reply before an alert beeped onto one of the comm panels and Astolan turned to acknowledge the incoming message. He read it in silence.
Interesting.
What's that, Chapter Master?
A departure. The Lord Cipher and Brother Librarian Zahario. Unscheduled shuttle run. Launch permission is sealed by Luther himself.
This is exactly what I mean. And why does Luther maintain this superfluous position of Lord Cipher? It's antiquated.
Astolan scanned the details. The shuttle's flight plan was registered to take them west, but their trajectory was plotted for the northern transits. He said nothing to Melian, but it was a disturbing thought that Zahariel and Cipher were undertaking a secretive mission so near to the abandoned North Wilds Arcology. The sound of the shuttle's engine drifted away, but it stirred Astolan's memory again. Melian shifted awkwardly.
I am intruding, my lord. Forgive me.
I was just thinking, actually, of the day the Emperor's gunships fell upon my people. I remember the chatter of chain guns and the screams of the dying. The anti-air cannons on the backs of our megaphones thundered in reply, driving off the aerial attack. But soon, the ground troops stormed in. Thunder warriors, Melian. Did you ever see their like?
I did not.
Crude, compared to the warriors of the Legiones Astartes that would later recruit young Meriel Astolan, but far stronger than any techno-barbarian of the poor Sibran nomad clans. It was a massacre.
Did you not mourn your blood kin?
Only until I was recruited into the Emperor's Legion.
The First Legion?
The only Legion. I was one of the first 5,000. You will never know how it felt to claim that honor.
Melian nodded respectfully. There were many Terrans within the ranks of the Dark Angels, but most had been recruited after other legions had been founded. They were not the sharp arrowhead, but rather the shaft that followed it. Astolan returned his attention to his subordinate.
So, you were saying something about Calibanites?
Melian's list of deficiencies and accusations was specific, and betrayed at least a year of cataloguing such misdemeanors.
And you know, my lord, that not all the Caliban Knights are even Dark Angels. Well, not Space Marines.
You speak of Lord Luther and the others who were too old to become true legionaries?
I do. They should never have been part of the Legion.
Astolan barely suppressed a sigh.
Anything else?
No. I thank you for your time, Chapter Master. I'm sorry to have wasted it. I knew you would not be interested. I did not wish to disturb you and voiced my concerns to Brother Captain Galadan instead. I have to admit, he told me to stop worrying about Luther and to concentrate on keeping my own company sharp for battle. Then later, he suggested that I speak to you after all.
Astolan regarded Melian carefully. There had to be a reason why Galadan had sent him to their chapter master. Perhaps he hoped Astolan would chastise the captain and dissuade him from further meddling. Or was there more to it than that?
Galadan was right that you come to me. You have spoken of incidents, infractions, but more generally, what concerns you?
The recruits, my lord. They're being trained in the warfare of the Legiones Astartes, but they're being taught the old culture of Caliban. They're being raised more like Knights of the Order.
The Order? The group that once took the young lion as its Grand Master? It is defunct. Only a few titles and ceremonies remain to honor the Primarch's past.
Melian's agitation grew, and he strode to the window and gazed out, brow furrowing as he watched the Calibanite recruits below.
It's more than that. There's no mention of the Emperor in the new oaths of dedication. The recruits swear to defend Caliban against all foes instead.
The lion returned Luther to Caliban as its guardian. We no longer even have any warships. We are a defense force in all but name.
You approve of these changes?
I am ambivalent, Melian. Let us be honest. We've become irrelevant. The lion sent us here to rot, while Luther creates the Legion of Tomorrow. A legion from Caliban.
Melian turned and shook his head, not in denial, but annoyance.
But you know the galaxy has changed. The last supply ships brought word of...
None of this matters. Those supply ships left years ago. We have been forgotten. What do you want from me? Should I insist that Luther reinstate the old oaths?
Looking away again, Melian hesitated. Astolan was about to berate him for wasting his time, but some instinct told him to wait. There was more to this than a captain frustrated at being trapped on this throne-forsaken world.
You spoke to Galadan. Have you shared these thoughts with any others? Others that might feel the same as we do?
We? You agree with me then, my lord?
With your concerns, of course. You know I have no particular love for the Calibanites and that my loyalty has ever been to the Emperor, first and foremost. The fact that we languish on this planet is proof of that. I often wonder if there was more to Luther's return than we know. But that is of no concern for now. Are there others that share our view?
Quite a few, I'm glad to say. Mostly from the old Legion. From Terra, like us, but a few of the veteran Calibanites too. We've not yet decided on a course of action.
Action? Careful, Melian. This is a dangerous path to walk. Luther is Grand Master now, second only to the Lion. He has unquestioned authority. Legally, if not morally.
Melian's voice dropped to a conspiratorial whisper. Though there was no one to overhear them.
Luther isn't the problem. We already know how we can isolate him and remove him from power. It's the others, the recruits and those loyal to Luther that cause the problem. They are too many, and we are too few to force the issue.
Astolan thought for a moment.
Then we need a mandate to act. The only way we can get that is from off-world. A message from Terra, or perhaps even the Primarch himself, would go a long way to justifying what needs to be done. If Luther has no authority to remain, his followers will back whatever action you take to remove him.
You really think we might be able to do something?
I confess I did not know there was wider support for our opinions. It would help your cause a lot if a former chapter master, one appointed by the Emperor and held in high regard in the old Legion, was to be the figurehead.
Melian nodded.
Oh, your experience, your reputation would be a tremendous boost to our efforts, chapter master.
It is settled then. I need you to assemble a gathering. Not everyone, just the officers, who can speak confidently for the forces under their command.
As you wish. I'm truly grateful for your understanding and participation, my lord. I know we face a difficult time, but with your leadership, we shall return the Legion to the right path.
I am sure of it, Captain.
When Melian had left, Astolan used the comm panel to establish an unlogged secure vox link.
Galadan.
My lord.
Report to the guard post immediately.
As the hatchway of the magazine creaked open, a soft conversation within fell to silence. The room was emptied of stores, save for just a few boxes scattered on the metal shelving units. Astolan stepped over the threshold to be greeted by more than a dozen pairs of inquiring eyes in the yellow gleam of the artificial lights. He recognized most of the faces, half of them he had fought alongside for almost two centuries. A few, Calibanites to a man, were unknown to him, but he had to trust in Melian's judgment. Two, Nereides and Temur, were chapter masters. Like his, their commands had been suspended for undisclosed reasons. Melian moved to the front of the crowd and held up his hands.
Brothers! Master Astolan is the reason you have been brought here. He is sympathetic to our cause and desired to be heard.
There were no objections. Astolan took this as his cue to speak.
We are all here because we share a certain viewpoint, an opinion regarding the nature of the Dark Angel's Legion and what it means to be a true servant of the Emperor. These past years have been hard, but we have borne our reduced status with stoic dignity, as would be expected of any warrior of the First Legion. But a time is approaching when such stoicism will not be enough. A tipping point will come. Those who believe in what the Emperor has created must face a choice, or else be swept up by events beyond our control.
Temur, a long-serving Terran legionary with a bionic left arm and a heavily scarred face, stepped forwards, his voice electronically rendered through a vox grill.
And you are the one to lead us past this tipping point, Smerier.
I will force nothing upon you. That is not my purpose. I come only with a suggested course of action.
Very well. What do you propose?
Astolan put a finger to the vox bead in his ear.
Please come in.
Brighter light broke into the dimness as the hatchway opened again, silhouetting a short, slender woman in the uniform of the Imperial Army Auxilia that had been stationed on Caliban since the arrival of the Imperium.
My lords.
Astolan closed the hatch behind the woman and took up a relaxed stance next to her, dwarfing the officer with his bulk.
Marquesa Colonel Bethelyn Tylane, my brothers. If you do not know her, she is Vice Commander of the Garrison Forces. Redundant on a world now populated by more than 30,000 battle-ready legionaries, you will agree. But she shares our concerns about Luther's loyalties.
Temur looked unimpressed.
The garrison is not enough to swing the balance of military power in our favor. What use is she to us?
Astolan did not speak, but looked at Lady Tylaine, nodding for her to answer the question.
The Caliban Defense Force regiments were created to provide internal and planetary security, allowing the warriors of the Legion to prosecute their own wars, safe in the knowledge that the home world was secure. These duties have, as Master Astolan put it, become redundant with the presence of so many legionaries on Caliban. Since the unrest at the North Wilds, we and the Jaegers have been rendered mostly ceremonial, restricted to the guarding of non-Legion facilities.
There was discontented muttering, and Astolan held up a hand to silence it.
Silence, brothers! Lady Tylaine is a senior officer of the Imperial Army and is deserving of your attention and respect.
Some of the officers looked suitably chagrined, Temur amongst them. A few glared in irritation at Astolan, but no further objections were raised, and Lady Tylaine continued.
While the Dark Angels maintain their own chantry within the walls of Aldaruk, there is another Astropath Tower located not far from the Rock for the use of Imperial personnel, mercantile interests, and the like. Since the unforeseen removal of the North Wilds administrators, the tower at Redovac has gone largely unused, and most likely forgotten. The guarding of this facility falls to a core of the defense forces under my command.
Astolan could see the glimmering of understanding in the eyes of the others, and took up the final part of the explanation.
Captain Melian informs me that there are already plans to isolate and confine Luther. While that is in progress, another task force, consisting of our loyal companies, will secure the tower at Redovac and will send messages both to Terra and to our Primarch. We seek confirmation that original Legion protocols are to be restored, and, in the absence of the Lion, the former command structure is to be reinstated until his return. The day-to-day defense of Caliban and the ongoing recruitment process will continue unaffected, but we will have restored access to external communication. Communication that is currently the sole purview of Luther and his coterie from the Order. Who knows what communiques they have withheld from us until now?
A thin smile on his lips, Temur nodded in appreciation.
Apologies, Meria. I think I did you a disservice. Forgive my earlier doubts. Your plan seems eminently suitable. Avoiding direct conflict with the bulk of Luther's forces while securing our own position. I do have just one further remark.
Please speak freely.